Welcome to Riches in Christ Radio Ministry with Diane Kennedy. Please stay tuned at the end of today's lesson. We'll give you information on how you can acquire this week's tape, along with information about our weekly meetings and website. Now, here's Diane Kennedy.
This week, we want to continue our discussion of what it means that we have eternal life. We've been on this subject for several weeks now, and we're making the point that if Jesus is your Lord and Savior today, if you are born again, you have something in you that was not in you before, and it's in you to empower you to live and walk as Jesus walked. That something is eternal life. The very same life in God Himself. Now, let me review just a little bit, and we'll get on to this week's particular topic. That is, we'll get on with this week's topic, further explaining what it means to have eternal life. In previous lessons, we've said that the first thing we need to know is that we were created to become literal, actual sons of God and literal, actual daughters of God by receiving the life of God, the life in God, so that we would literally be born of Him. Titus chapter 1, verse 2 says, in the hope of eternal life, that God cannot lie, promised before the world began. God's intention before He ever formed the earth was to give you and I eternal life. Eternal life is not live forever life. You were going to live forever before you knew Jesus as your Savior and Lord. You were simply going to live in hell. From the moment of conception in a mother's womb, you've got a little eternal being. So eternal life is not live forever life, although we are going to live forever. And for those who know the Lord, we're going to live forever with the Lord. But the eternal life that God gives you when you're born again is the uncreated life of God, or the substance and being in God Himself. It's God's life. We've made the point in previous lessons that there are several Greek words translated life in the New Testament. And the word that is used whenever the New Testament talks about eternal life, or the life that we receive when we're born again, the word is Zoe, Z-O-E. And that word means the life in God. John chapter 1, verse 4 says, in Him is life. In Jesus is life. John chapter 5, verse 26 says, the Father has life in Himself. It is Zoe, is the life that's in God. Our spirit, which is our innermost being, was created to receive and express the life of God. God gives us His Zoe life, His uncreated eternal life, the life that's in Him. He gives it to us by uniting us with Himself, with the life that's in Jesus. John chapter 3, verse 16 says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting or eternal or Zoe life. Whosoever believeth in Him, in the Greek, literally means believe into. When a person believes on Jesus as Savior and Lord, the Holy Spirit unites him to the life in Jesus. Eternal life comes into that person's spirit, and he is literally born of God. 1 John chapter 5, verse 1 says, he that believeth is that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Let me read you, let me say this before I say that. First John chapter 5, verse 1 says, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. If we drop down to verse 11, it says, this is the record that God has given to us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. The life that's in the Son is given to us when we're born again, so that we can become literal sons of God. Now let me read you William's translation of 1 John chapter 5, verse 11. This testimony is that God has given us eternal life, and this life is given through union with His Son. The Bible actually uses three word pictures to describe our relationship to Jesus once we are born again, and all of them depict union and shared life. He's called the vine, we're called the branches. A vine and a branch are united and share the same life. He's called the head, we're called the body. A head and a body are united and share the same life. He's called the husband, and we're called the wife. A husband and a wife are united and share the same life. Those word pictures demonstrate to us the kind of relationship we have because we're born again. You are in union with God, and you are a partaker of the life that's in God, as truly as a branch draws life from a vine. You now partake of the life of the vine. You may not know it. You may not be aware of it. But that's what happened to you when you were born again. Whatever is in that life is in us, because that life is in our spirit. Let me read 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. This is also out of William's translation. But the man who is in union with the Lord is spiritually one with Him. We have union with God through Jesus Christ. Now, the entrance of the uncreated eternal life of God into our spirit produces a tremendous transformation. We were dead, according to the Bible. That means cut off from or lacking the uncreated eternal life of God in our spirit. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 says, we were dead in our trespasses and sins. But now, if you're born again, if Jesus is your Lord and Savior, now we are alive or possessing the life of God in our spirit. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5 says, even when we were dead in our sins, God quickened us, or made us alive together with Christ. We were unholy, unrighteous, children of the devil through our first birth. But now we are holy, righteous sons and daughters of God through the new birth. Let me just read. We could do a whole lesson just on this point, what you were and what you now are because you're born again. A tremendous transformation has taken place in your human spirit if Jesus is your Lord and Savior today. You were a child of the devil. You were unholy, unrighteous. You were a sinner on your way to hell. But now you're a son. You are holy. You are righteous on your way to heaven as a result of the new birth. You are. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Let me start in verse 9. It says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Lots of stuff we could say about these two verses that we're not going to address. But notice, Paul starts out saying, the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. If you're not righteous, you're not going to heaven. The Bible says so. Now, that just freaked out a lot of people, because a lot of people think they're unrighteous because they still commit occasional acts of unrighteousness, namely, they still sin. But if you are born again, you're now in union with the vine, a branch of the vine, and partake of the life of the vine, and whatever's in that life is in you, because that life is in you. Well, there's righteousness in that life. See, no human can make themselves righteous through behavior. It's not possible. Our best, our greatest good, when matched up to a holy, perfect God, falls way short. So God solves that problem by giving us His own righteousness through union with Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, God made Him, Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ. He took our sin on himself at the cross so that we could have his righteousness through the new birth. So if Jesus is your Lord and Savior today, you are the righteousness of God through your union with Christ. You may not know it, you may not feel it, you may not demonstrate it outwardly, but according to the Bible, that's the truth. Now that's a whole can of worms for another day. I read all those verses. Paul lists these sins and he says, the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now listen to verse 11. This is what we were going for. And such were some of you. Such were some of you. But you are washed. But you are sanctified. But you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of God. Do you see that contrast? You were these things. But now you are sanctified. That means set apart. You are washed by the blood. You are justified, declared just as if you never sinned. A tremendous change has taken place in your nature. You were by nature an object of God's wrath, according to Ephesians 2:3, before you are born again. You were born again, but now we are partakers of his nature, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. We partake of the divine nature. God's nature is life. Now, this life will ultimately transform every part of our being and make us like Jesus in character, power, holiness, and love. You didn't get a new mind. You didn't get a new emotions. You didn't get a new body when you were born again. But the life that you've received in your spirit is the beginning of a process of transformation. We could do the whole lesson on this that will ultimately conclude with us being fully conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. God works from the inside out. God works from the inside out. In this present life, it is God's plan that his life in your spirit affect you outwardly or produce fruit. Fruit is outward evidence of the life within. God desires that his life in your spirit come into your soul and dominate your mind and emotions with peace, patience, and joy. And he wants his uncreated life that's in your spirit to come into your physical body and produce healing, health, and strength for service. Now, what we want to focus on this week is how do we cooperate with God in that process as the life that's in us shows up on the outside. What is our part? Well, our part is to know what's in us. That's why we're taking time to study it. And our part is to believe it. It's through faith that this life in us produces changes on the outward part of us. More tomorrow. Amen.
You've been listening to Diane Kennedy of Riches in Christ. To order this week's teaching on CD, be ready for our number coming up soon. Diane teaches locally every Friday night at 7:30 p.m. near Highway 44 in Jamison at 4720 Jamison. Praise and worship is provided by Mercy's Child before each lesson. Riches in Christ provides a website at www.richesinchrist.com where you can listen to this week's radio lesson, download years of teachings and outlines, sign up for free weekly outlines, and order Diane's book, God is Good and Good Means Good. Friends, knowing that God is good is the single most important thing to stand on when trouble hits. If you think the trouble comes from or is allowed by God, then you need this book. For information or to order this week's lesson on CD, call us at 1-888-739-6619. Please mention today's date. Our number again is 1-888-739-6619. 19.